we have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A new world order.
Child sex trafficking.
The deep state is trying to destroy Donald Trump's presidency.
Loose the battle plans of heaven.
It's all about control.
Broadcasting live to the world now. It's the Weekend Vigilante, Sheila Zielinski.
Today's program was made possible by the generous prayer and support of the faithful friends and partners of this ministry. Visit our new website at sheila.media.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sheila Zielinski Show. It is the 14th day of November, 2017. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to tune into the program. I hope you are enjoying the new customized app. It has been around for the last year. We took all your feedback and we incorporated all of it, and we made those changes for you. So I really hope that you are enjoying the customized app. That's the Weekend Vigilante app for all smart devices. You can find it in your app store. And I also hope you are following my podcast. All that information is over there at sheila.media. Well, listen, I want to jump right into the program because I am so excited to have on my guest. It is our favorite Florida fireman. It is the one and only Mark Taylor. Mark, welcome back to the show. It's so good to have you back on, sir.
Thank you, Sheila, for having me back. It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's so great to have you back on. Mark, listen, there's so much going on. Fear is in the air. The elites are scrambling. Paranoia is running rampant through Hollywood. The Babylonian God system is crumbling. The deep state is wondering who's next on the chopping block. Box office numbers are tanking. The people have also spoken, and they said, hey, NFL, you can go pound sand. Their numbers are all just continuing to dwindle at warp speed. I would say faster than Megyn Kelly's ratings. The pedophiles are scrambling. The indictments are piling up. Case after case of some DC or Hollywood pervert. This whole grope fest extravaganza is just getting to be ridiculous. Hell is busting wide open. Look at the whole uranium. One scandal, the bribery, the kickbacks, the extortion, the money laundering. The rats are also jumping off the USS Clinton. You can't even make this stuff up. This is one massive three-ring circus. It's hard to know, really, Mark, where the head starts and the tail ends on this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's where do you really start with all this, like you said? The Lord said a long time ago that time is up for those who are corrupt. You know, I had prophesied that a year or two ago before Trump was ever in office, and that there was going to be military-style tribunals that were coming. And that is just, that's going to take place. You're going to see all that happen. And, you know, the leadership of this country and the church you're seeing right now is literally under judgment. You know, people talk about America's under judgment. No, it's not. It's the systems that are under judgment, the leadership. And that holds true. You know, what we saw with the five presidents, what they did with the so-called Hurricane Harvey relief. You know, I'll get into that in a minute because God's kind of releasing a little bit of a word about those five presidents. But you also saw the Hillsong pastor come out not wanting to condemn the abortion, yeah. You know what I mean, type thing. And so all of these things are being exposed from the leadership of the country to the leadership of the church. And God is going to deal with this. And it's like divine justice or divine judgment is coming to these leaders. And that's what you're seeing taking place. And all I can say for the listeners out there is that put your seatbelts on, strap in, because this is going to be a long ride, because the length, the depth, and the breadth of this corruption is so big, it's going to boggle the mind. Because this is what we're seeing right now, Sheila, doesn't even scratch the surface of what's fixing to come.
Yeah, I said on a program the other day, you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. So yeah, that is so true. Buckle up indeed. And I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier. I mean, if it's not Hillsong and the naked cowboy that we saw, you know, the stuff going on with these mega churches, that's not bad enough. And then you see so-called Pastor Lance, friend to the world, going on The View. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you go on a secular television program as a guest, you should not be going there as a friend of the world. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. What part of that don't people get? And if you're true and you're faithful and you're an ambassador of Jesus Christ, you are going to clash in every area with their worldview. You're going to clash on the subjects of marriage, of fornication, of homosexuality, of pornography, of abortion. You're going to have contention because you're stepping in. And let's face it, when you're on The View, you're in enemy territory. You're upholding the flag of righteousness. And you know what that is to the world? These liberal hirelings. It's utterly offensive in this sin-loving world. And you know what that really boils down to, Mark? Christians feel way too much at home in the world.
Absolutely. You know, it's one thing, and I'll say this about the leadership of the church. It's not just Hillsong. It's all across the world right now with some of these churches, but especially in America right now, is that you're seeing the leadership, again, they're under judgment. They're wanting to be politically correct. They want to be liked by the world. They don't want to be the bad guy. And unfortunately, you know, even Jesus was not liked. So guess what? It's time to step up to the plate and start being biblically correct, not politically correct. And that is true leadership. Now, here's the other thing that people don't think about, Sheila, about leadership. Because I was a lieutenant in the fire service. And when you fall under the leadership and the authority of that pastor, of that church, and you're in that congregation, you're a member of that congregation, all I can say is woe to that leader, because you are now leading the entire congregation down the same path, ideology, theology that you have is being passed on to the congregation. I mean, you know, these people are leading the sheep astray. That's the whole point of this whole thing, is that there's a spiritual aspect of this that people aren't looking. You know, people need to be holding that guy accountable, whether it's his deacons, his elders, whatever the case may be. Say, look, this is not biblically correct. You should be coming out and saying this or doing that. And anybody who's going on, like you said, a secular program like The View, you better be prepared, especially on something like The View, because their goal is to tear you apart. But there is a way to handle it, I believe, that it could have been handled and got the point across.
American feel-good churchianity, it's soon coming to an end. I mean, this whole watered-down, cotton candy, seeker-friendly, emergent, nothing about Jesus, three hymns and a PowerPoint, and it's all about me, this motivational speaking, it's coming down. I mean, we are called by the living God to righteously judge, and we're supposed to beware of false prophets which come to us in sheep's clothing. I mean, look at all the ravening wolves out there everywhere. And, you know, I've got a newsflash for people, Mark. God is getting fed up with these claimants, isn't he?
Yeah, and again, I go back to the way we do church is fixing to be different. You know, when I had prophesied that the earth was going to shake when Donald Trump was elected, 4 days later they had that earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand. That's because it was prophetic for there's a shaking and quaking coming to Christ's church. And they were waiting on a tsunami. The first wave would come in. They were waiting on the second wave. So the first wave, I believe, is going to be that mass exodus that you're seeing from the church right now. I get the emails from people. They hear these messages, and they're going in with different eyes. Their spiritual eyes and ears are being opened, and they're seeing this stuff happening in the pulpit. They're seeing it happen in the congregation. And they're like, hey, we're done. We're fed up with this. It's all about the money. It's all about how many people do we have in our congregation? How big is our buildings? You know, they're afraid to offend people because they're going to walk out. They're going to lose their tithe and offerings, which is going to affect how big of a house they have, how big nice of a car they drive. You know, it's all about the money. You know, it's funny we mentioned this because I just got an email from a young lady, and she said, I ran for public school, is what she was running for office in her little town. And her church would not even support her because she homeschools her kids. And she was running on wanting to put prayer back in school and to do away with creationism. And she lost by 25 votes. But even her own church would not even vote for her. And she got behind a secular person. And she was like, now I see what's going on in my church. I see the corruption that's going on. She saw it firsthand. So this is just not just one particular church. This is all over the place, Sheila. And that's what God's tired of. You're going to see the door shut. You know, the first wave is people leaving. The second wave, I believe, is going to be the financial collapse of the church. You're going to see the door shut because their finances are going to dry up because people are going to stop going. It's going to be the seven mountains, you know, the media, the marketplace. Home churches are starting to grow. I'm getting emails all the time. People are going to home churches now. That's where you're going to see the true power and authority come out. I believe some of these home churches that are going to become special ops groups, so to speak, because it's going to be guerrilla-style spiritual warfare. These small groups, God's going to download these blueprints to these spiritual special forces groups, and each group may have a different mission that they have to complete. But that's what God's going to download to these people, and that's where you're going to see a lot of the spiritual warfare take place and the power and authority come ring true is in these smaller groups. Because how can you get intimacy in a church with 30,000 people? How can you have accountability in a church with 30,000 people or however many there are? You know, when you've got 8 or 10 or 15 people in a home group, you've got accountability, You've got love. You know, another instance, my sister just left. She went to a church, and she saw what I was talking about, the 501c3. She went there for like 2 years, 2.5 years. She found another church that was a non-501c3. She said, Mark, I've been gone for 2.5 months, and I had friends there. I've not gotten one phone call from one person has called me to check to see what was going on with me from that church. So this is going on all over the place. People are starting to hear it. They're starting to see it. Their spiritual eyes and ears are beginning to open. And that's what we need right now.
And let's face it, church has become a business. You know, and I don't really know, Mark, anybody other than you and I that really talk about the 501c3. I don't think people realize, you know, the underbelly, the real undercurrent of the 501c3 is that really they're associated with Baal, is the stronghold of Baal, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've got two phases to this whole 501c3 thing that people don't understand. Is one is that, you know, when you become a church and you're a 501c3 and they can become incorporated, you now have two levels of government that are over you right now. You literally cut the head off of the Lord Jesus. You're no longer a part of the body, so to speak. He is not. You can scream from the pulpit all you want to that the Lord Jesus is the head of my ministry. He's not. If you're a 501c3, because you're having to answer to the federal government, they are the head of your ministry. But if you, let's say that Trump does away with the 501c3, and they now are no longer a 501c3, but they're incorporated. It's now a business, which now you fall under the state is now the head of your ministry. So let's say we get a rogue leadership going on in a state like California has right now, rogue leadership. They could literally and legally walk into a church that's incorporated and say, you're going to preach transgender and homosexuality from the pulpit, or we're going to shut you down. And they can legally do it. Why? Because they don't answer to the Lord Jesus. They're answering to the state. The pastor in that pulpit is answering to the state. That is the head of his ministry, not the Lord. This is why the church has been powerless. This is why they have no authority. And this is why you're seeing people leave now in these small groups, and the power and authority is going to begin to come back. And what they don't understand is that when you become a 501c3, you are now yoked with other 501c3s, such as the Satanic Church, Islam, Wicca, Pro-Choice, Planned Parenthood. If you want to know why the pro-life ministries can't make any headway in the legal system, it's because they are yoked with pro-choice and Planned Parenthood. It's very simple. It's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah, well, do not be unequally yoked together, right, with unbelievers. It says, how can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? That's it right there in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And they've got to break ties with the 501c3, and they have to become unincorporated. Exactly. And you know, Jesus said you can't cast out Satan with Satan. So you can't take an entity like Baal on when you are a part of it. You're in covenant with him through the 501c3.
Well, and I think the other thing people need to go research is things like, you know, the clergy response teams, Mark, where they'll...
Yeah.
You know, they're going off to this FEMA training, how to subjugate and serfdom by stealth your congregants. So that's really a frightening part of it, too. And I say right on my website, I'm a non-501c3 ministry. And, you know, it's shocking how many everybody, I don't know anybody else that has a non-501c3 ministry. That's kind of frightening, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, y'all, a lot of your prophetic ministries, you know, are 501c3. You know, television ministries are a little bit different because they are mandated by the IRS in order to be on TV. They have to be a 501c3. So until they have something open up, like Trump does something to stop that, then it's kind of hard to hold those guys accountable. However, your prophetic ministries, your houses of worship, they have a choice. So that's where this whole 501c3 prophecy that I wrote comes into play.
Augusto talked about something yesterday, and I wanted to get you to weigh in on this, Mark. What do you say to all these guys out there that are saying, oh, yeah, you know what? It's over. God's judgment is on America. What do you say to those folks?
You know, this kind of ties in with what we're talking about here, Sheila. And I had another gentleman attacked me personally. He messaged me and said, you, sir, are a false prophet. You know, this, that, and the other. The jackals are coming out because of what happened in Vegas. Well, we've had the Vegas shooting. We've had the church shooting. And then we've had two massive hurricanes, which one came directly over my house. The Eye of Irma came right over my house. And people are saying, well, this is judgment from God, judgment from God. These things did not come from God. I cannot stress that enough. And people want to know, where is this coming from? Well, I have the answer for you. It's called the Illuminati, New World Order, Deep State, whatever you want to call it, because they're all part of the same team. And the Lord showed me, and I know this is going to be a conspiracy theory, but it'll come out. The truth will come out one day to back this up. But the Lord showed me, Sheila, these two weather incidents with Harvey and Irma. They were manipulated and steered by man, literally. Now, if you look at this, and the Lord said, what two states did they hit? Florida and Texas. You think it's a coincidence, basically, that both of these states were the largest electoral votes for Trump? So the Lord was giving me signs to prove that these were, in fact, manipulated and steered by man. Now, the other thing was, is I was going down the road, and the Lord starts poking me, like he does sometimes. He starts working on me. Hey, I need you to pay attention here. So he starts poking me, and I said, okay, Lord. I said, what is the deal with the hurricanes? I said, why did they manipulate these things? And basically because they've weaponized weather. We all know HAARP exists. They have the technology to do all this. And he said it was because it was retaliation for backing out of the Paris Climate Accord. Second, the United States did that. It delegitimized climate control. And climate control, I have a friend of mine who's a CPA, high-level CPA, and a Christian guy, and he said, Mark, all that climate control is a global tax. It is a slush fund to fund their new world order. Now, another sign was given. 24 to 48 hours after Irma hit, the Pope starts running his mouth. Now, anytime this guy starts talking, you can guarantee it's evil. He's part of the new world order. He comes out and says, see, we told you that climate change was, in fact, real. So it was a thing that was put in place, an attack on the United States, basically, to prove that basically climate control is real, and it's not, because it was man-manipulated and steered. Now, you go to the Vegas shooting. That guy attacked me saying that, see, we are under judgment, and it's not. It's the fact that all of this stuff is chaos. The Freemasons, the Illuminati, they have this the same thing. Out of chaos comes order, their order, the New World Order. I mean, that's no great secret. So that's what they're trying to do. So what they've done, Sheila, is they are pulling out all of the weapons of their warfare because, like you said earlier, they are in full-blown panic mode right now. And this is a battle between light and dark. This is the largest spiritual battle since the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, period. This is why people have to get off their behinds and get on the front lines. That's my new motto. Get off your behind and get on the front lines because we need every soldier we can get in the field right now. But you tie all these things together, and then let's go to the five presidents that what just happened with Hurricane Harvey. They disguise this whole fundraiser as a fundraiser, but it's actually a platform to attack our sitting president. Now, Bush 43 comes out, and for 8 years he had a chance to say something, and never once did he say anything about the most wicked president ever sit in the White House. For 8 years, he never said a word. Now, all of a sudden, we have a righteous president who's actually doing good and is stopping the New World Order timeline. Now Bush 43 is crawling out of his hole, and he starts running his mouth. Now, these five presidents that came together and attacked Trump, the Lord started speaking to me about a week before that. Here's what the Lord told me about these five presidents that are left right now. He said, two will be taken and three will be shaken. God's about to remove two of these presidents, period. Now, I'm talking about assassination. God's just going to take them home, period. He's going to remove them. And it's going to be a sign. And he said, Mark, he said, I want you to add up how many years these presidents were in office. And because two of them were only one-term presidents. I said, okay, Lord, it was 32. He says, okay, 32 basically is the number of covenant in the Bible. He says, the covenant that these five presidents have had with Baal is about to be broken. And that's what this is going to be a huge sign for. So two will be taken, three will be shaken. In other words, I believe two out of those three will probably end up with prison time for treasonous acts. And the third one will be shaken as well. And that's what you're about to see take place. But when you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together, all this is, it's not judgment from God on America. This is a war. This is a spiritual battle between light and dark. And I don't know what it takes to get people to see that other than trying to put the clues out here like we're doing on the show and put the pieces of the puzzle together, period. So two will be taken. They will be removed. I know what people are going to do. They're going to hammer him with emails. When's this going to happen? What's the details? I don't know. I don't have all the details. You know, I'm still working on a little bit of a prophetic word in that realm. But all I know is that two will be taken, and that will be a sign, and three will be shaken. And I believe the three that will be shaken are the ones that are going to have to sit before and give testimony. And I believe probably two out of those three may end up in prison.
Well, tie that in with your military tribunals, Mark, because we see what's going on.
Right.
Like with Robert Mueller right now, even being involved in all this. Talk a little bit more about the military-style tribunals.
Right. You know, because the Lord told me, he started dealing with me before the election. And I went public with it the first time the morning after the election in an interview. And I said, the Lord has been dealing with me on military-style tribunals because this corruption, when they start digging into this stuff, Sheila, it's not going to stop. This is going to be going on for years. Guys, that's why I tell people put your seatbelts on. This is going to be a long ride because this is going to go world wide, literally. It's going to take, I'm not going to say the military is going to be doing it, but it will be military-style tribunals that will take place in order to handle the caseload, and I think it'll be a different set. I know military-style tribunals or military tribunals operate differently than what regular courts do, but it will have to take that in order to handle all of this. Now, let's look at something here. They're already arresting how many pedophiles? I mean, we got, God bless these spec ops, these ex-spec ops guys that are out there pulling these kids out of these child sacrifices and pedophilia rings. So we got that going on. We've had probably more than that now. The last number I heard was like over 4,000 elite pedophiles have been arrested, and you got more worldwide. You got the corruption that is fixing to be, that's being exposed, and you got arrests that are fixing to be handed down in the United States. There's going to be a lot of job openings in Washington right now, and probably the best job to have is probably if you're selling an underwear salesman, you're going to be making a lot of money in Washington here before long. So, you know, you've got Saudi Arabia. I heard like a week ago, the Lord telling me, keep an eye on Saudi Arabia. Watch Saudi Arabia. Look what's happening in Saudi Arabia right now. Corruption's coming down in Saudi Arabia. Now, do you think that has anything to do with Donald Trump? I believe it does. I believe it has a lot to do with the fact that he's setting an example right now, and the entire world knows it. Look at the response he just had in China. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, he just came back with $250 billion worth of contracts for the United States. So, I mean, you see all this stuff. You see the corruption that's being exposed right now, and the Saudis are, they already killed two princes. I mean, for crying out loud, look at that. I mean, who thought would have thought the Saudis would have been cleaning house? And that was part of the New World Order, that they're cleaning house. Look at Putin. God's using Putin right now, believe it or not. Everybody thinks Putin's this bad guy. Well, I'm not saying the guy's perfect, but God can use anybody he wants. He's even coming out and denouncing the New World Order and exposing it, including George Soros.
Well, let's not forget Putin blasting the entire Euro-Western culture of pedophilian Satanism. That itself is amazing.
It's amazing. So look what God is doing right now. So people need to stop operating in fear right now and start getting on the faith train and start taking the fight to the enemy. We need every person we can get. Now's not the time to stop your warfare. Somebody was saying this governor of Virginia that just won, most of the people who voted for Trump in Virginia, half of them didn't show up for the governorship thing to vote. And it's like, okay, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about that's got to stop. You know, we've got to get involved. We've got to, again, get off your behinds, get on the front lines, whether it's spiritually or do something in the natural, getting out to vote. You know, we need to be praying for the voter fraud shield that God's been showing me, because God's been showing me that the voter fraud in this country is what's killing the elections. Half the leadership right now in this country is not even supposed to be in office because the office was stolen. It, Barack Obama, his second term, he did not win that. The Lord already showed me that. He said it was stolen. He said, I allowed it because my people were not ready. They needed another 4 years of this stuff to build a righteous anger to say enough is enough. And that's when we saw the uprising as far as with Trump. But you have blue states out there that really aren't blue. You have blue zones that really aren't blue, but they're being manipulated by a corrupt electoral system. Now, let me give you an example of this. I've talked to Larry Nichols a couple of times on the phone, and his spiritual team went after four states because Larry Nichols is exposing the Clintons. He's a Christian. He was a Clinton insider for years, but now he's going after the Clintons and has been for years. They went after four states because they had found out that four states were rigged for Hillary Clinton, literally rigged.
Yeah.
And that's why they never targeted those states. That's why they never even showed up into those states, because they already had them rigged. So his spiritual team went after those four states. They won those four states for Trump. Why? Because they told them, don't vote by computer. Vote by paper ballot, which is what we need to start doing, because Soros owns most of the computer software. It can be manipulated. So all of a sudden, Jill Stein calls for a recount. Nobody can figure out why. These four states. Why would she call for a recount in these four states? Because those are the four states that Larry Nichols and his team won for Trump, because they couldn't figure out how they lost it, because they knew they had it sewed up for Hillary Clinton. So that shows you just how much corruption, even in our electoral process, that most of these guys, like McCain, aren't even supposed to be in there right now.
Yeah, where to even start with the voter fraud? But then heap on top of that, Donna Brazile's revelations. Again, we're just scratching the surface of the corruption of the DNC. Look at Seth Rich. Look at these WikiLeaks now implicating that John Podesta emailed and said, hey, it's time we need to deal with the leaker. You know, we got the Podestas, Obama, the Clintons, lynch mob, Comey, Holder, Robert Mueller. We've got Grand Theft Uranium, the 33,000 emails, Wienergate and Uma Abedin. The extortion, the money laundering, the corruption, the treason, the sedition. Of course, just as the time as we're recording this, we know yesterday, Donald Trump making a big statement on Twitter tweeting out, I'll be making a major statement from the White House upon my return to D.C. Could we possibly pray that Jeff Sessions is going to appoint a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton? Where is the rule of law here? You know, all this stuff is on such a grand scale. There's never been anything like it in the history of the United States.
I don't think it's been seen in the history of the world, to be honest with you, because, you know, we're in the information age now because everything's instant. You know what I mean? But I think that, again, you know, this whole thing, when it blows up, you're going to see more treasonous acts and people charged with treason, I believe, ever in history. And, you know, Sheila, I'm going to say something very controversial because I'm very controversial anyway. It is what it is. But the point is that these people who are charged with treason need to be held accountable. It used to be that you were executed for a treasonous act.
That's right.
And if they started bringing that back, guess what? This stuff would stop.
If you saw some hangings in town square, it might give a guy pause.
Yeah, you know, again, these people need to be held accountable. If you have committed treason, and again, if they ended up executing some of them, hey, you know, guess what? This stuff would stop. It would set an example.
Absolutely. Well, and it would set an example, too, that we're not going to tolerate insidious kinds of evil either. Not only not put up with corruption, but we're not going to put up with the evil. This whole Hollywood grope fest extravaganza, it's nothing more than a distraction. The real story that's hiding behind this mammoth, oh, he groped me mantra, it's child sex trafficking. It's child sacrifice, satanic rituals, and unthinkable horrors at the highest levels of the upper echelons. I had Craig Sawyer on my show, Vets for Child Rescue. Like you said, this stuff is going on right under people's noses. This is atrocious. It is time to put a stop to places like Planned Parenthood. More and more has come out about selling baby body parts to the highest bidder. I got a news flash for you folks. Planned Parenthood, it's not about your health.
No, it's not. And here's what I want to say about abortion. Look, if we have been lied to, which we're finding these lies now, and you know, if you're not a Christian and you're listening to this, all I can tell you is that the leaders of this country have been lying to you for decades. They want people to think, Sheila, that it's about a woman's right to choose, abortion is, or that it's about women's health. I got news for you. You've been lied to. You've been duped. And the problem is that these leaders know it, and they won't tell you. They'll go to their dying breath before they will admit it. And the bottom line is this, is that when you abort a baby, it is a child sacrifice unto their god, Baal. It has nothing to do with your right to choose. It has nothing to do with a woman's health. They don't care about your right to choose. They don't care about your health. All they care about is you aborting that baby so that it is a sacrifice unto their god called Baal, and it empowers that entity called Baal, who is the strong man over America right now.
Well, you want to talk about woe unto you? Well, shedding of innocent blood, that comes with one death curse. And when you're advancing the enemy's agenda from Hell's Kitchen, that comes with spiritual ramifications too. Because think of the spiritual implications when you're involved in just absolute pure evil. I mean, look at Judas, better that he not even be born. Can you imagine the spiritual implications for all of this?
Absolutely. And you got to think of it as a spiritual type of betrayal, like you said with Judas.
Mm.
I mean, you know, the Lord said it'd be better if you weren't born. And, you know, people are going to say, well, how is that a betrayal? Well, it goes against all the biblical principles. You know, Jesus talked about the kids. It'd be better if you had a millstone tied around your neck than to have one of these guys sin. So, I mean, you know, he talks about don't mess with the kids, period. But when you talk about child sacrifice, that's what abortion is. But they won't tell you that. They disguise it as a woman's right to choose or a woman's health. And they could care less. All they want to do is empower that entity called Baal because they're in covenant with it.
Yeah, they're forging a covenant with hell. We're supposed to advance God's kingdom, but these rancid devils, well, they're furthering the agenda of hell.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. They're advancing the kingdom of darkness is what they're doing. So basically, it is a spiritual type of betrayal. It's a spiritual treason type thing. You know, treason in the natural is punishable by death. Well, I don't think it's any different because I wrote a prophetic word about spiritual treason. And so when you talk about the spiritual implications, you're either for God or you're against him. You can't be lukewarm, period. So when you look at these, I want to use these five presidents because you've got some presidents up there that call themselves Christians. All I can say is woe unto these guys because of the things that they have done to further the kingdom of darkness and not heaven's agenda. I'll give you an example. The pedophilia. These five guys were in a position. You can't tell me these five guys didn't know this pedophilia was going on because they did. These guys were in a position to stop it, to do something about it. and they didn't. And that makes you just as guilty as the person committing the crime, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, that's why President Trump is putting a stop to this mess. He's a different individual totally. So, again, woe unto these guys. These guys have a lot of repentance to do, especially these leadership. And if these guys have been touching these kids like this for decades, or these guys in Congress have been doing this, and by the way, I believe the ones that are squawking the most about this whole stuff and giving Trump the hardest time, I believe are the most guilty of some of this stuff, which I think we'll find out. But the point is that it is a spiritual type of treason. And all I can say is woe unto them.
That's interesting, because all these spiritual treasonists, you know, they're all against Trump. All of Hollywood's against him. That tells you something right there. They bash him at every single award show. Even the Country Music Awards, boy, they've gone Hollywood. What a joke. Tim McGraw, the minion and his gun grabbing. Wow, he's a big Obama supporter. So big surprise there. But, you know, the Trump-Pence regime has to go. We saw that with the great Antifa uprising, George Soros' epic fail, not a very good return on his investment. And then there's that awkward moment when communist China has more respect for the U.S. anthem than American football players. The NFL's imploding. Just this past Veterans Day, we look at some of the stadium seating. The more they attack Trump, the more they do to undermine him, the more it backfires on him. And I think they're just all scrambling.
Yeah, they're pulling out every weapon of their warfare that they have, including five ex-presidents. I mean, when have you ever seen that, Sheila? For five ex-presidents come out against a sitting president like that. I don't think that's ever been done. And I think that was when, because I was hearing that these two will be taken and three will be shaken before that happened. And it was like when that happened, that was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, what I can say about the two that will be taken, I don't know when, but when it does happen, when the first one goes, I'm not prophesying this. I just tell you what I sense. The second one won't be far behind. And the other interview that I did, he had a picture of Lady Gaga. And notice the two presidents she was standing behind and had her hands on them. It was Bush 41 and 43. Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what is that prophetic for? The Illuminati's behind them. Now, I will say this about Lady Gaga. God is using her. Now, I pray that she gets saved. I pray she gets saved, set free, healed, and delivered, because I've been reading articles about her where she's been very sick. And she talks about openly and exposes how the Illuminati recruited her, and that's how she got her claim to fame. It was like overnight success. Because she sold her soul to the Illuminati, she regrets doing it. However, God is using her to bring it out in the open for others to see. And she's actually, from what I read in this article, she's actually looking for deliverance, which is a good sign to me. You know, I pray she comes to know the Lord. I pray she gets deliverance and saved. Because think of the impact. She's already having an impact right now, even where she's at, by exposing this stuff. Think of the impact she could have if she invited Christ into her heart. You know, God, again, we talk about God can use anybody, because I got kind of hammered for some people. Oh, yeah, you know, Lady Gaga, you're saying God's using her. No, he's not. You know, she's evil. Folks, you're not seeing the big picture how God's doing it. You know what I mean? You got to understand God can use anybody he wants.
God doesn't answer to anyone. His timing is not our timing. He says that in the Word.
Right.
God's plans are not our plans. His ways are not our ways. What part
That's
of
right.
that do people not get?
I don't know. You know, I was just talking about this to somebody else yesterday, and it's like, you know, people are wanting to see America burn, including Christians. There's something very wrong with someone that wants to see their country burn, because God said, I wish that none would perish. And so he doesn't want anyone to perish. And it's like, you know, yes, there's judgment coming down right now, but it's not a Sodom and Gomorrah judgment. If it was true Sodom and Gomorrah judgment, how long did it take Sheila to wipe Sodom and Gomorrah off the map? 30 seconds?
Yeah.
I mean, if he was going to truly judge America, Hillary Clinton would have been the president right now. So he's given America a reprieve. He's given America a second chance, because we have a remnant called the Army of God who have come forth, who are continually praying, who are continually repenting on behalf of the people and the land. And I believe that's what you're going to see continue to take place, because this thing with the repentance thing is getting bigger and bigger. And by the way, if you don't mind me saying this on your show, you know, if anybody wants to join in on a prayer call, national prayer call, I have a couple of prayer calls that I'm personally involved with, and these guys are doing the repenting. It is imperative, because, you know, God told me, he says, there's three things to change of country: repentance, repentance, repentance. And that's what these guys are doing. And one of them is called the StrikeForceOfPrayer.com, and the other one is RockinTheWestCoastPrayerGroup.com. So if you want to get involved in those, it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. Get on the phone and get involved in these prayer calls, because this is what it's going to take. Boots on the ground, get in the trenches, repenting and praying on behalf of the people and the land.
Yes. Well, and it's just really important to know we're not even fighting the Clintons, the Podestas, the Soros. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. God has given us the rod of authority to be able to deal with this. He gave us power and authority over all the power of the enemy. That's how we deal with this evil. Prayer is when you're addressing God. Warfare is when you're dealing with these evil entities. And that spiritual warfare is the part, Mark, that people are leaving out.
And, you know, the other thing people are doing right now, you know, as you say that, this comes to mind, is that they're arming the enemy. Because every time these guys say, oh, America needs to burn, this, that, and the other, America deserves judgment, you are arming the enemy. You are committing spiritual treason because God says he doesn't wish anybody perish. And judgment is not on America. It's not up to you to bring judgment on America. But every time you speak that, you know, life and death's in the power of the tongue, you are speaking a curse upon God's people. You are speaking a curse upon God's country, period. So people got to stop arming the enemy. It's bad enough that we have to fight the enemy, Sheila, much less our own people, by doing that, by arming the enemy like that. Again, you need to decide whose side are you on, because you're aiding the kingdom of darkness when you do that. You are committing a spiritual treason.
But not just does Proverbs 18:21 say that death and life are in the power of the tongue, but it goes on to say there, and they that love it shall, guess what? They're going to eat the fruit of it. So when you speak right. A word spoken curse, Mark, you know, people that say Hillary Clinton is never going to go to jail, you're prognosticating that she's never going to go to jail.
Right.
And this kind of ties in again what I said on the show with Augusto yesterday. We were talking about this very thing. Quit agreeing with the enemy.
Right,
God
right.
is looking for people to agree with him. Satan, too, is also looking for someone to agree with him. And that's really important. And I think people have got to get out of this steady diet of doom and gloom here. Oh, we're going to go to World War III. Oh, there's going to be a collapse. Oh, there's going to be a coup. I mean, it just never ends with this stuff. God doesn't want us to be in anxiety and fear. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind.
Yeah, the bottom line is this, is that you just hit it. Is they're sold out to the doom and gloom. Now, I use this as an example. You can become addicted to doom and gloom. I tell people all the time, I get people sending me videos from YouTube. YouTube and social media are a blessing or a curse. Be careful who you listen to. Don't listen to the mainstream media. You need to go to Donald Trump's Twitter feed, go to his Facebook page, get the truth straight from the source. You know, you can become addicted to doom and gloom. And it's literally changing the DNA of people. It's changing how you think. It's changing how you look at things. You know, people think they're getting revelation, Sheila, because of their technological age, their phones. They can't put them down. Instead of putting your phone down, instead of putting your computer down or shutting it off and listening to the voice of the Lord and getting revelation from the Heavenly Father, instead of listening to all this doom and gloom, you would see differently. But because you're doing that, it's literally changing your DNA. Now, we talked about this before in one of your previous programs about frequencies. You're being bombarded with these satanic frequencies, and it's changing your mindset. It's literally creating egotism, paranoia, fear. They have found out that it will literally damage your body organs. So when you start bombarding yourself and you're addicted to the doom and gloom, one of the signs the Lord told me that you know that your DNA is being changed to the enemy is that when you're given good news and you can't receive it, look out. That's a sign.
Yeah, hey, if you don't think your cell phone is doing something to your DNA with frequencies, did you see that thing going viral on Facebook where the video where they did the popcorn?
Yes. They had three cell phones and they put a piece of popcorn in it. And when the three phones ring, it literally popped the popcorn. So it's like if it changed the DNA of that popcorn, what is it doing to man? That is their goal. That is the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the New World Order. They want to change the DNA of man. Why? Because they want nothing but a zombie apocalypse. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what they want, a bunch of zombies running around being controlled and manipulated. They want you to only hear what they want you to hear and see. Act the way they want you to act. You know, they just want mindless people like robots basically following their New World Order. So that's why I tell people, get off of YouTube. Get off of this garbage of doom and gloom. I use Glenn Beck as an example. Glenn Beck started off on a righteous path of exposing George Soros. And, I mean, he's doing a great job with Fox when he was there. And somewhere down the line, Glenn got addicted to it. I honestly believe that. And he started getting ill. He started getting sick. And then he branched off, got his own thing. And then, of course, we all know what happened after that. He kind of just, you know, went over the cliff. But You know what I mean? I'm not slamming him. I love Glenn, and I pray he gets his life straightened up. But that is an example of how you can get addicted to doom and gloom. And the problem, Sheila, is that most pastors and most people in the American churches right now are tapped into Satan's frequency, that prophetic word that I wrote called Satan's frequency,
yeah.
And they're listening to the doom and gloom. And what the Lord was showing me is that the doom and gloom is Satan's frequency. Jesus didn't say to go out and preach an apocalyptic message. He said, go out and preach the good news.
Amen.
There's nothing good about doom and gloom. And I get the email, Sheila, all the time. And in that prophetic word it talked about, you're no longer saving lives with a doom and gloom message. You're taking them. I get the messages from people. Mark, I can't take the doom and gloom from the mainstream media. I can't take the doom and gloom from the church anymore. I was fixing to commit suicide, literally, and I stumbled across your message of hope, and I didn't do it and rededicated my life to Christ.
Amen.
And that's when the Lord started showing me what these doom and gloom messages are doing, because they're stuck in this satanic loop, if you will. For decades, that's all they've been preaching. That's all they know, instead of preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, period. And again, you're talking about listening to the doom and gloom over and over and over again to the point that it's changing your DNA, folks, and this is what they want. And that's why I tell people, get off of that mess. There's people that sit there on YouTube all day long listening to this stuff. I get the emails. It's like, don't send me any more emails from YouTube. I don't care what this person says. You know, I get my revelation from the Heavenly Father. That's who I want to go before. I leave my phone alone. If I have to go on a walk because I live in the middle of nowhere, walking my dogs, that's how I hear the voice of the Lord. If I'm quiet, I turn my radio off in my truck. If I'm driving down the road, you know, the Lord starts poking me. You know, hey, listen, I got something for you here. You know, so it's like you can't do that when you're listening to the doom and gloom.
Right. And we're not saying you can't be looking at headlines and you can't give a quick scroll on Facebook. But Mark, people are spending hours and hours on social media, hours watching, as you just said, YouTube videos. We got to put it to the test. And what's the test? Well, Paul gives that to us in Philippians 4:8. Think on these things, things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely, of a good report, if there be any virtue. Think on these things. So if you're
right,
all,
you know, and what are all those virtues, Sheila? Good news.
Good news.
It's not apocalyptic. It's good news. Why did God say that? Because it's heaven's frequency.
Here's the thing, and this is really what it comes down to, how we are praying. Because, you know, it's funny, people that have my book, Power Prayers, Warfare That Works, one of the prayers in there, they're going to see this, is called Prayer Concerning Weapon Systems. And I fought tooth and nail with my publisher. They didn't want to put this prayer in the book. It was an endless fight. And finally, I just said, well, it's going in, and that's all there is to it. God gave me this prayer because I was really praying about this. I wrote the book Green Gospel. I talk about geoengineering and the chemtrailing, the spraying horrible poison particulates in the air to combat global warming. Not just the cell towers and the chemtrails and all those frequencies, but then you've got electromagnetic, you've got pulse radiation, scalar waves, psychotronic, directed energy, on and on it goes. This stuff is used for mood management, mind control, mass manipulation. Our phones are just the tip of the spear. We are getting bathed in a toxic soup. You know, the Lord showed me no weapon formed against us, and I started studying it out. And God really showed me how we can deal with this in spiritual warfare, because we have dominion, we have power, we have authority over all the power of the enemy. But it's also important that we scramble the plans and the assignments the enemy has for us. And God has shown you and I different levels of spiritual warfare and how we need to be doing daily warfare, but how we also need to take ourselves off that radar.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. That was one of the things the Lord showed me, because, you know, that particular prayer that the Lord gave me, that prophetic prayer, was basically what's happening is that when we begin to pray, but if we don't get off the enemy's radar, and it's John, it was 8:56, I believe, where, you know, Jesus was about to be stoned, and he cloaked himself. He hid himself from the enemy so that he couldn't harm him. Well, Jesus said we could do the things that he did, but even greater. So, you know, if he can do it, we can do it. And the Lord showed me that on a blueprint when he came to me in a dream one night. And so basically, where he was jamming the enemy's radar. So basically, we need to do that, because what's happening is when we go into warfare, the enemy knows we're coming and the enemy's setting up for it. And he's bringing in reinforcements. This is why we have a hard time taking ground. So if you take yourself off the radar before you ever speak anything, it now becomes an ambush, a spiritual ambush, which is what we want.
Well, you ended on a perfect note. I would love it if you could lead us into prayer, and we will stand in agreement with you if you would lead us into a prayer, sir.
Sure. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I ask you to release your warrior angels and your heavenly host right now, and I decree and declare, Father, that they would just go forth and jam the enemy's radar and scramble the enemy's frequencies right now. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for every person under the sound of our voice right now, Lord. We just ask that you would give them a courage, a boldness, Lord, right now to come forth and stand for your kingdom, to pick a side, Lord, to get off their behinds and get on the front lines right now, Lord, and get in the fight right now, Lord. We need every person we can get. Father, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, we command the army of God to arise and take her rightful place right now, Lord. Father, I ask that people's spiritual eyes and ears would be opened as to what's going on around them, not only in their congregations, but they would begin to hear your voice. Use all their spiritual five senses that they have like they have in the natural, Father. Learn to begin to discern to hear your voice, Lord, and to turn the technology off and listen to your revelation and not information, Father, and base it upon your revelation. So, Father, we just bless everyone right now, Lord, that's under the sound of our voice. I pray that those that don't know you, Lord Jesus, would listen to this broadcast and would come to know you in a special way, a movement of the destiny that they have. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer, Mark. And in the waning moments, if you wouldn't mind giving out your website, and one more time, tell folks how they can join those prayer groups that you talked about earlier.
Sure. My website is swordrescue.com. It's sword is spelled S-O-R-D, rescue.com. And they can go there to the Prophetic Words tab and print my Prophetic Words off for free. And if they want to join the national prayer groups right now, there's two that are really, my head intercessor has one, and a friend of mine has the other one. One is called strikeforceofprayer.com, and the other one is called Rockin' the West Coast Prayer Group.com. And those guys are really into spiritual warfare. You call in, it's free. Just get involved. Sign up, and it's free. And these guys are doing magnificent work.
Excellent. We've got that link there in the description. And I want to just thank you so much, Mark, for taking the time to come in the broadcast. You are always such a blessing to have on. You know, you and I, we put up with a heck of a lot of the jackals, the hyenas, the saber-toothed claimants. But I'll tell you what, we just do what we're called to do. And I just want to leave folks at this. In all of this, what does Philippians 4, 6 through 7 tell us? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Jesus Christ. God's got everything under control. Thanks for coming on, Mark.
That's right. Well, thank you for having me on, Sheila. It's always an honor to be back.
Thanks, Mark. Folks, that was our favorite Florida firefighter, Mark Taylor. And if you do not have his book, The Trump Prophecies, I suggest you get it. I have a friend, Sheila Papp. Her name is Sheila as well. I just talked to her earlier today, and she said, I just finished Mark's book. I love it. It is so good. I highly recommend that everybody get a copy of it. And do bookmark Mark's website and the information for those prayer groups. It's time, folks, to get involved, like Mark said. Reach out to Mark and let him know you heard him on the program. What a total blessing. Well, speaking of blessing, tomorrow I'm really excited. I have a special guest coming on tomorrow. This show is entitled Sorcery, Bewitchment, and Mind Control, and you are not going to want to miss that show. I also want to thank everyone that emailed me feedback on the new customized app. That's the changes that we made to the existing app. I'm getting a lot of very great feedback, and you are saying that you love this app. It is available for all smart devices, the Weekend Vigilante app. Do look for that in the App Store, and I hope you are signed up for the free e-newsletter. One is coming out this Friday, and I really thank you for being patient on that. Well, we got our mail poet straightened around. We over exceeded our number of people that could be on our mail out list. I want to thank you for that. And lastly, please support my work on Patreon. I have just under 400 patrons, but it's the 14th of November, and just my analytics for this month are in the hundreds of thousands, just over 400,000. That's less than 1%, and it kind of has me scratching my head. Folks, this isn't just my ministry. It's yours, too. I'm a voice for you, so help me continue to be your voice. We're all part of this. Let's make this happen, because we're all a part of this message getting out. Let's achieve this goal together so we can move forward. I believe we can reach this goal. We're all a part of this together. We need to be supporting one another. helping each other out. And I, for one, believe in you. So let's get that Patreon button lit up. Let's reach that goal. Please give generously. Be a cheerful giver. Luke 6:38 says, "Given it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." So come on, guys. Let's pull together. Let's get that Patreon button lit up like the 4th of July. Let's do it, guys. We got a ways to go, so let's lock our goal in. And then it helps me plan and do my work accordingly. And I thank you so much for that. And I thank my current patrons. Thank you so much for your support. It means so very much to me. We will see you guys all tomorrow. Good night and God bless.